Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the great feast of the baptism of the Lord. Jesus was like us in all things but sin. He was baptized in the Jordan River. The opening prayer says, Almighty ever-living God, who when Christ had been baptized in the Jordan River, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, grant that your children by adoption, that's you and me, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well-pleasing to you. May our baptism be pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, what matters is the inner transformation that takes place now that we are a child of God. Whether children or adults, when we become a child of God, we enter in. How can I say this to you? We enter into the process that will lead us to eternal life. It opens the door for us to walk through this life to eternal life. You and I, you know what the scriptures say, 70 is the sum of our years, or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are fruitless toil. That's how we can feel. But brothers and sisters, God waits for us in eternity. When we've been baptized, we're His. He's here. He's right with you right now. Perhaps it's the loss of someone very, very dear to you. Can be so many things. So many things can happen in our lives. And death sometimes comes very quickly to people we love. Brothers and sisters, don't be afraid. We mourn and we lose, yes, but we will gain far, far, infinitely more than what we lose in this life. So draw near to Him. Draw near to Him every day. Whatever your job is, wherever you're working, whatever you're doing, you are a child whom God infinitely loves. You're adult, yes, but you're a child of God. He wants to draw you closer and closer to Himself. Please open your heart. Renew the commitment of your baptism. Let's make a decision, if we can, make a decision to, as far as you can, stop two or three times a day to say, I am a child of God, I belong to Him, and He wishes to love my brothers and sisters through me and in me, and I will pray for them. Just stop yourself until that becomes a habit of life. That's what God's after. He wants you to come closer to Him because what you do is so important. You have no idea how you can affect the life of another. Just by a simple word or a sentence sometimes can change somebody's life. At the very least, it will be an act of kindness. So let's take a look at the readings now for this Sunday. From Isaiah the prophet, chapter 42, verses 1 to 4 and 6 to 7. Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break. The gentleness of God in many ways, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. God wants us to come out of the dark into the light of life, the light of eternal life, the light of being loved as you've never been loved before and never will be. No love will exceed God's love for you. Do you know that? No one. The love of God for you is infinite. And he's made in every way a way for us to follow him. That's not just religious piffle, as some people say. It's the truth. And we need to get that word into our hearts to believe that. Well, brothers and sisters, he will bless his people with peace if we believe it. He will. He will bless his people with peace. And that's what we need. We need to allow the word of God to penetrate not just our heart, not just our heads, but into our minds, into our memory, into our life. He is right here, right now. Wherever you are, the Lord is right with you right now. Are you pleasing him? I pause for that because I want to really ask you to think about that. Is there a way that something you could change in your life that would make you more disposed to hearing the Lord speak to you through his word, through reading, through study, through conversation? And perhaps sometimes you will hear a word. It might come from God himself. Test it out, always test it out with your pastor, priest, very good friend that you know would tell you the truth. Look for that love. It's right there. You don't have to go far for it, but it's whether you're willing to open your heart and receive him. Second reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 34 to 38. Peter proceeded to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. There's no separation. Race, tongue, skin color, nothing separates us from God. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And he went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil. For God was with him." Brothers and sisters, we want to be with God. We do. We want to love him and follow him. Please, please don't short circuit this. Please don't say, "Oh, that was a nice program," and turn off the radio. Take a look at yourself and take a look at your own life. Because Jesus is in your midst. He's with me. He's with you. He's on this radio station. He's allowing his word to be communicated to so many people. And what he wants is a people that are willing to accept him as Lord and Savior and to follow him and then to help one another on this journey. Because this life is only for a time. And when God deems it right for us to die and go before him, there's a whole other life awaiting us. It won't be more of the same. Brothers and sisters, because we can't see it, because we can't view it through the window, we can easily put aside heaven in our daily life. I want you to open your heart to the fact that God wants you to join him in heaven, not for a time, but for all eternity. He wants that for you and for me. Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And God the Father gave his Son as Savior of the world for you and for me. It's personal, brothers and sisters. It's not just an idea. It's not just something we say. It's something we believe and we live. God humbled himself to come to earth to draw us to him. And he's given us many saints throughout the history of the church. He's given us many saints, brothers and sisters. Let us ask the saints for our help. Let us turn to them. Read the lives of the saints. I want to encourage you, when things settle down after this Christmas season, you want to be in a place where you can really listen, and through Lent, to really take some time to ponder the lives of the saints and to say to yourself, the grace that was given to him can be given to me. I don't want to be a saint. I want to glorify God. I want to glorify God with every ounce of my being. I want him first in my life, no matter how dearly I love my wife or my husband, my children, my family. Of course I do. But even greater than that is the love that God has for us. And I want to be able to love him in return. It's not easy, this life. But once we get into the right place in our souls, we can long for him, seek him, help him to show us the way. Ask him to help you to show us the way to draw closer and closer to him. Oh, brothers and sisters, the more we contemplate in the light of faith the great gifts of baptism, the more we are astounded by the munificence of God's bounty. Oh, brothers and sisters, moreover, it would be a mistake to regard the effects of this initial grace as something passing, a passing phenomena. But the Trinity of baptism is with us all the days of our life. The Father is always present, providentially watching day and night over his adopted children. The Word is always present, keeping them from all evil. The Holy Spirit is always present, guiding them through the cares and the hardships of this life toward their eternal destiny. All three divine persons of the Trinity unceasingly watch over us with their all-powerful protection. Brothers and sisters, this was written by Father Philippon, a Dominican priest, and you can find it in the Magnificat magazine. But I just want to say to you, listen what God has done for us, baptized us and brought us that the Trinity might dwell within us. Brothers and sisters, let us open our hearts to God's mercy. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.